wait, Georgette. It's a matter of life or death.
Rewind, Dorothy. Rewind.
Yes, here he is again, the unfamiliar millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well. Brought to you by Swift & Company, makers of Swift, Brookfield Sausage, Archie Andrews, and all his gang. Weekly visit to Riverdale. It's early evening as we look in on the Andrews home, and we find Mrs. Andrews sitting in the living room sewing.
When day is done and shadows fall, I see.
Mom, here I am, dear.
Oh, hiya, Mom.
Hello, dear.
But there's something I want to ask you, Mom.
Archie,
it's very important, very, very important, so please say yes.
Archie.
Huh?
Archie Andrews, how many times have I asked you not to slam the door when you come into the house and not to shout at the top of your lungs?
Well, gee, I'm sorry, Mom, but I gotta ask you something.
All right. Now, just what is it that's so important?
Well, I just want to ask you... Gee, was Mom, where's Dad?
Well, he isn't home yet, dear. He phoned to say he was detained at the office, but he'll be home any minute.
Oh, well, what I was going to ask, Mom, is can we have a party here tonight?
Of course you can. What?
A party, a Halloween party.
Tonight?
Uh-huh. We were all set to have one at Veronica's house, but when Mr. Lodge heard about it tonight, he said nothing doing.
Oh.
And if I can have the party here, it would really make a good impression on Veronica.
But, Archie, I don't know what to say on such short
notice. Well,
you don't have to prepare
anything, Mom. The girls have all the candy and the cake and stuff at Veronica's now, and if you say yes, they'll bring everything right over here, and we'll clean up afterwards and be very careful, please, Mom.
Well, if you put it that way, Archie, I don't see how I could say no.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mom. I knew you'd say yes. Thanks a million, Mom. Thanks.
Oh, well, you're such a dear. All right, Archie, all right. You're quite welcome, dear. But you're having company tonight. I'd better go change my dress. I'm sure you want your mother looking presentable.
Oh, sure, Mom. And as soon as I call the kids and tell them everything's okay, I'll get dressed, too. Boy, oh, boy, we can have the Halloween party here. Hot dog.
Mary, I'm home. Mary. Oh, that's funny. I wonder where she is. Oh, well, must be around the house someplace. Oh, boy, it sure feels good to be home. What a day. What a day. Oh, I don't know when this armchair looked so comfortable or felt so comfortable. Oh, it's great to be home. Yes, sir. Let me just take my tie off and open my collar. Oh, yeah, that's good. Now I'll get these shoes off. Yeah. Oh, now to sit back and relax. Yes, sir, it certainly feels good to be... Shut head.
What'd you expect, Elsa Maxwell?
No, Jughead, I did not expect Elsa Maxwell. And since when do you come barging in here without ringing the bell?
Oh, I could just call me, too. We got a lot of things to do.
Got a lot of things? What kind of things?
Oh, no time to explain that, Andrew. Hey, I'm here!
He is here. Oh, what the dickens is all this about, anyway?
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Betty.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I just dropped in to see how... Well, what am I doing? Betty, dear, if you don't mind, I live here.
Oh. Well, I better take these packages out into the kitchen.
Yeah, but Betty, wait, what are those packages?
Can't explain now, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, great. First, Jughead comes marching in here without ringing the bell. Then Betty...
Oh, hi. Oh, yeah, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, I'm Mr. Andrews, but who are you?
I'm Agatha Gershon. Yes. And this is Prunella Jenkins, and Sis Henderson, and Bootsy Mitchell.
I'm glad to know you, girls.
Oh, girls, isn't he cute?
Look, Agatha,
he'd be positively adorable if he only had hair.
Oh, great. Now, how do you like that? I spend a hard day at the office. I come home exhausted, and all of a sudden, my house is turned into Grand Central Station.
Come on, you better get things arranged. Gee whiz, Dad, what are you doing here?
Why does everybody keep asking me that?
Well, golly, Dad, I only meant I didn't know you were home.
Archie, look, I am home, and I'm beginning to wish I wasn't.
Now, if it's not asking too much, would you mind telling me what's going on around here?
Well, sure, Dad. We're having a Halloween party.
Oh, all right. For a minute, I...
Yeah, Halloween party. Uh-huh, we're going to dance.
And play kissing games.
And sing songs.
Play kissing games.
Listen to the record.
And play kissing games.
All right, Jughead. How many girls do you think you could kiss in one night? Oh, great. Oh, brother, that's all.
Hey, Archie,
look,
what are you doing here?
That's all. Look, Barry, it so happens I live here. I pay the bills around here. I own the house here. That's what I'm doing here.
Ted, don't be silly. I mean, what are you doing standing here in your stocking feet? Don't you know the children are having a Halloween party?
Mary, I have news for you. The children are not having a Halloween party.
Huh? Gee whiz. Ted, what do you mean?
Just what I said. I am tired. I have a slight headache. Nobody consulted me about this. And what's more, they could just go have their old party in somebody else's house.
Oh, but Fred,
you
can't do that,
Mary. I haven't the slightest intention of spending the rest of the night out in the kitchen so a bunch of young jitterbugs can wreck the living room. This is definite and final. No party.
Oh, but Fred.
Mr. Lark was an old sourpuss not to let us have the party there.
The Andrews are awfully nice to let us have the party here.
Yes. Oh, hello, Mr. Andrews. Did we interrupt something?
Not a thing, Betty. I was just telling Archie I hoped his Halloween party would be a big success.
Huh?
Well, Mary, don't just stand there. Let's go out in the kitchen. Come on.
Well, Jug, I guess everything's just about all set and the rest of the kids should be here any minute.
Yeah.
And I want you to help me.
Yeah.
Help you?
Help you what?
Help me be host. Help me see that everyone has a nice time.
Who's going to see that I have a nice time?
Jug, you'll have a nice time being assistant host.
Well, I want to talk to Agatha. She's supposed to be my date. After all, I even gave her a massage.
Yes, I mean, massage. Jughead, you mean a corsage.
A what?
A corsage.
Oh, she doesn't wear one of those. She's too thin.
Jughead, not a corset, a corsage. Flowers. You gave Agatha some flowers.
Yeah. And that mistletoe isn't cheap either.
Yes, mistletoe. Jughead, you gave Agatha a corsage of mistletoe?
Sure. I'm no fool.
Oh, fine. Listen, Jug. Agatha will just have to wait till everyone gets here and we...
Hello, Archie.
Oh, fine.
Hi, y'all, Archie Ken. It's awful nice to see y'all, Archie. See ya.
Hello, Veronica. Gee, I see somebody gave you a massage, too.
What? He means a corsage. And, Judge, I sent that to Veronica, so be quiet.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Gee, Veronica, you sure look pretty tonight.
Oh, dear.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm here.
Oh, fine. Reggie Mantle.
Hi, y'all, Reggie.
Well, if I believe what everyone tells me, I'm just wonderful.
Oh, great. Reggie, are you seriously in love with yourself, or is it just a passing fancy?
Now, Archie, remember, you're the host. Oh, Reggie, isn't that a new suit you're wearing?
Yes, Veronica. Do you like it?
Oh, yes, Reggie. It's lovely.
Oh, you just say that because I'm wearing it.
Oh, fine. Reggie, look, I'm glad to see you at our party. Come in and make yourself at home.
All right, Archie, don't mind if I do.
Fine. And now, Veronica,
I say, Veronica, you're looking lovelier than ever.
Huh?
Oh, do you really think so, Reggie?
Veronica,
of course I do, my dear. In fact, I'd say you're prettier than all the other girls who run after me.
Oh, Reggie, how sweet.
Veronica,
so let's go sit down in the living room, Veronica, where we can have a nice long talk.
Oh, but
Reggie, I'd love to.
Yeah, but Veronica, wait, I want to talk to you. Now, how do you like that, Jug? I'm talking to Veronica, and that self-centered baboon comes in here and steals my girl right from under my nose.
Now, I should remember, a host is friendly, and a host is polite, and a host is cheerful.
Yes, Jug, and I'm beginning to think a host is also a darn fool.
So, Mary,
Yes, dear.
Mary, you know, I never realized before how uncomfortable these kitchen chairs are. How late do you think those kids are liable to stay?
Oh, I've no idea. But, Fred, if you're getting restless, let's go to a movie.
Oh, Mary, I'm too tired to go to a movie.
Then go upstairs and go to sleep.
But who can sleep with the noise those kids are making? Besides, maybe we should be out there.
Out there?
Uh-huh. You know, after all, as Archie's parents, isn't it sort of our duty to make the kids feel at home and see that they have a good time?
Well, I suppose we should. But then again, youngsters don't like to have old folks around at their parties. It makes them feel awkward and self-conscious.
Mary, don't be silly. Nobody's going to be awkward because I'm there. But, as a matter of fact, those kids are probably having a terribly dull time right now. Well, I'll go out there and show them how to pep up the party. Come on.
Well, all right, dear, if you think we should.
Of course we should. You'll see, Fred Andrews is always the life of the party. We'll show them how to enjoy a party.
Yes, dear. But they seem to be having a nice time right now.
Well, yes, in a way, but there's Betty. Hello there, Betty.
Oh, hello, Mr. Andrews. Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Well, Ben. How's it going?
You want some more
But, Betty, I wanted to...
Fred, she's gone.
Yeah, she is, isn't she? Oh, there's Veronica. Hello, Veronica.
Oh, hello.
Well, she seems to be pretty busy, too. Here's that Agatha girl. Oh, hello, Agatha.
Oh, Mr. Andrews, give me to you, too.
Cute? Fred, what does she mean, cute?
Mary, I have no idea what she means by cute. But every time she sees me, she just goes into hysterics.
Oh, Agatha always giggles.
But Fred, I thought we were going to join the party.
We can't just stand here all evening.
Yeah, well, you're right. We can't just stand here, but neither can we join the party.
What?
Oh, Mary, I'm afraid there's only one place for old fogies like us. Back to the kitchen. Come on.
Gee, I'm glad you like it. But listen, Veronica, I haven't seen you all evening. I want to talk to you.
Well, Archie, of course you can talk to me. What did you want to say?
Well, it's awful noisy in here, Veronica. Let's go out on the porch.
All right, Archie. I could use a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, me too. Oh, just look at that harvest moon.
Yes. Oh, it's lovely, Archie. Simply lovely.
Yeah. Sit down, Veronica, and we can watch the moon for a while.
All right. But it's a little chilly out here, isn't it?
Oh, don't worry about that, Veronica. I'll put my arm around you. There. That'll keep you warm.
Oh, Archie. How sweet.
Oh, it's nothing. Nothing at all. But, Veronica.
Yes, Archie.
Now that we're alone, there's something I want to ask you.
Yes, Archie?
Well, would you mind if... Well, that is, may I... What I mean to say is, could I... Would you...
What are you asking out here for, Agatha?
Oh, fine. Jug and Agatha.
My goodness.
You'll find out.
Quick, Veronica, come on over here so they won't see it. Oh, if that Agatha sees it, she'll stop talking and they'll never go back inside.
All right, Archie, but I hope they don't stay out here too long. I'm getting chilled.
Oh, they won't quite. Here they come.
Gee whiz, it's cold out here, Agatha.
Oh, it is not, Jughead. It's refreshing. Now, let's sit down for a while.
Okay. But I sure wish I knew why you wanted to sit out here with all that cake and candy back in the house.
Jughead, don't you really know?
No.
Well, I'll show you. Put your arms around me. Go ahead.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Hold me tighter.
Okay.
Tighter.
Okay.
Tighter.
Okay.
Now go down.
Gee, Pat. I'm sorry. Guess I don't know my own strength.
Oh, I guess not. Now, turn your face to mine.
Okay.
Now, look me in the eye.
Which one?
Either one. Now, hold me close.
Okay.
Now, what do you say?
I know.
What?
Want some bubble gum?
Oh, for goodness sake, Jughead, you're as romantic as a dish of popcorn. And personally, I'll take the popcorn.
Dragon, what did I say?
Well, they're gone.
Yes, I thought they'd never go in.
Me too. Now, Veronica, where were we?
Well, you were about to ask me something.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Veronica, as I was about to say, would you mind if...
Betty, are you out there?
No, fine. Yes, Betty, I'm out here.
Oh, hello, Veronica.
Hi.
Archie, the kids want to roll back the rugs and move the furniture so we can dance.
Well, you'll have to wait a while, Betty. I'm trying to talk to Veronica.
But Archie, it's not polite to keep your guests waiting.
What, Betty,
And the party will get dull if we don't start dancing. And you should keep it going. You're the host.
Okay, okay, so I'm the host. But, Betty, the next time I throw a party, remind me not to.
Mary, I think those youngsters were absolutely rude to ignore us the way they did.
Oh, Fred, they were just having a party. You didn't expect them to stop everything just to talk to us, did you?
Well, when I was a boy, we showed respect for our parents, party or no party.
Well, times have changed, dear. So just read your newspaper until the youngsters get tired and go home.
All right, dear, all right. At least it's quiet out here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Fine.
Water out here, Reggie.
Well, I'm really thirsty.
Oh, hello, Reggie.
Oh, hiya, Miss Anders. Jug, get some ice cubes. I like my water cold.
Okay.
Wow. Look what we have here in the icebox. Cold chicken.
Oh, boy, that looks good.
Hey, did you hear that?
Yes, dear, I heard.
Oh, look. Hey, look.
Hey, my chicken mess for lunch tomorrow.
Mary, don't say
anything. Look here.
Here. Just
fresh apple pie.
Oh, boy, that looks good.
Oh, I'm saying that's for dinner tomorrow night.
Hey,
Bella.
Look what we got.
They're ready.
Now, Mary,
not
Mary, Mary, there's only one thing for us to do. Go down to the playroom in the basement. Come on.
Back to Archie's Halloween party. When Veronica couldn't have the party at her house, Archie talked Mrs. Andrews into letting him use the Andrews house, namely to make a good impression on Veronica. But so far, he's been so busy being host, he hasn't had a chance to see much of Veronica. And meanwhile, Mr. and Mrs. Andrews are trying to find a quiet place to stay until the party's over.
Okay, Betty, okay. Now the piano's out of the way, the couch is pushed back, the rug's rolled up, and everything's all set for dancing.
Oh, thank you, Archie. That's fine.
Good.
Come on, everybody. I'm going to play the piano, and everybody dance.
Now that that's settled, maybe I can get a dance with Veronica for all my
troubles. Archie, this dance is mine.
Yes, Agatha. Yours. Oh, but Agatha, I
just love dancing with you, Archie.
Yes, Agatha, but I want to see if I...
I'll dance the music. Come on, let's dance.
Oh, all right, Agatha. Let's dance.
Oh, golly, Archie. Isn't this the most wonderful party?
Oh, sure, Agatha, sure. But you know something?
What?
If I didn't live here, I'd go home.
Fred, the way those children just raided that icebox without asking anyone's permission was absolutely rude.
Oh, now, Mary, dear, just forget it. That's how youngsters are, you know. And there's nothing we can do about it anyway. Now, just be thankful it's quiet down here in the basement. We can sit here peacefully until those kids go home.
Oh, yes, dear, you're right. But they can't leave any too soon for me.
Yes, dear. Now, let's see. What was I reading in this newspaper? Oh, yes, yes. Mary, what's that?
I don't know.
Sounds like an earthquake or the house is falling down.
Fred, I know what it is.
What?
We're directly under the living room. The children must be dancing.
Oh, all right. For a minute, I was dancing. What kind of dancing is that that makes that much noise?
Fred, you know how the youngsters jitterbug, jump up and down, throw each other around.
Yes, but do they have to do that to my house? The whole house is shaking.
Fred, the youngsters are entitled to dance if they want to.
But
you can't stop them from doing that.
But they
just
can't.
Make the best of it to read your paper.
Oh, all right. First we went out into the kitchen, then we came down to the cellar. You think there'd be one place we could go in our own house where we could just watch? Ye gods, Mary, what was that?
Oh, dear. A big piece of the ceiling came down.
Ceiling? Mary, come on.
Fred, where can we go now?
There's just one place, Mary, one place. To the living room to put an end to this nonsense. Come on.
Yes, Agatha, it was fine. Now, if you don't mind, I want to ask Veronica for the next dance.
Veronica? But don't you want to dance with me anymore?
Well, yes, Agatha, but I feel that as the host, I should ask Veronica. And, here she is now. Veronica?
Yes, Archie?
Can I have the next dance?
Oh, Archie, I just promised it to Reggie.
Reggie? Huh? Listen, Veronica, how come all night long you're talking to Reggie, dancing with Reggie, laughing with Reggie?
Well, Archie, you knew Reggie was my date for tonight, didn't you?
Well, sure. Reggie is your date for tonight. You mean I threw this party and you brought...
Anything wrong with my being her date?
I'll say there is. I can't...
Hey, somebody else play the piano now. I want to dance.
Betty, please, just a minute. Veronica, did you...
Judgehead,
please.
Archie, can I see you for a minute, please?
Well, just 1 minute, Dad. I want to get something straight here. Veronica, you mean you brought Reggie Mantle as your date to my party?
Archie,
you never asked me to be your date.
Veronica,
Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrew.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad.
Now, I certainly am the last one to object to youngsters having a Halloween party. But this is going too far. Much too far. You kids come in here like you own the place. You raid the icebox without asking. Shove all the furniture around. Scratch up a perfectly good floor. Break the ceiling in the basement with your jumping and stamping. And who knows what else you've done.
I know.
Chuck, be quiet. Now, I hate to be so harsh, but I'm afraid you young jitterbugs have to be taught some manners. And if you have anything to say for yourselves, I want to hear it.
Well, yes, Dad, we do have something to say. But would you excuse me for just a minute? There's something I want to ask the other kids.
You certainly may.
Hey, fellas, come here.
Yeah. I'll look my back to some of the ceiling down. Okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, fellas, thanks. Dad.
Well, Archie, go on.
Well, first, all the fellas want me to apologize for their getting a little wild.
I should think they would. The apology is accepted.
And we hope that this money will make up for the damage we did.
Well, I should hope it... Money? What money?
This money here, Dad. We all just chipped in to pay for the scratched floor and the broken ceiling. Well, I know it isn't very much money, but it's all we had. About $3, I think, and a little change.
Archie.
Yes, Dad?
You mean to say that your friends chipped in that money to pay for the damage you did?
Well, yes, Dad.
Well, Archie, there's only one thing I can say.
Yes, Dad?
If that's the kind of friends you have, I'd be a pretty mean old sourpuss to take that money or to stop the party. Happy Halloween, kids. Come on, Mary. Let's dance.
Back to the Andrews. It's many hours later and the big Halloween party's all over and everybody, including Mr. and Mrs. Andrews, had a fine time.
Oh, gee, Dad. That was a swell party, wasn't it?
Yes, son, it certainly was.
Yes, you seem to be enjoying yourself, I noticed.
Meaning what?
Meaning, where did you learn to jitterbug like that?
Oh, Agatha taught me. And you know something? Agatha's cute.
Hey, Rosie.
Oh,
Fred Andrews, you should be a...
listen next Saturday when we bring you more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long.